like in the classic video game Frogger. Hundreds of wood frogs and yellow-spotted salamanders in New Jersey are about to risk getting hit by a car to cross the road, except this time they're crossing to find love, not score points. But the annual trek is taking a toll on local amphibian populations in parts of Mercer and Hunterdon counties. A small group of conservationists is hoping to stop the decline. WHYY's Hemant Akande spent a night with the local amphibian crossing guards.
R. Get it, Alex.
Being an amphibian crossing guard is exactly what it sounds like. As the car's headlights begin to pierce an almost pitch-black road, a volunteer crossing guard darts to the middle of the throughway to save a slimy frog from a speeding car.
Save it! Watch out!
The volunteer makes it across safely, and someone else adds a tick mark to the tally of amphibian sightings. Amphibians like to wake up in the pouring rain when the weather is in the 40s. Tonight, it's only drizzling, but Renee Lawless is excited to help count amphibians for the third year.
That was a wood frog. That's the third wood frog we've found in this stretch of the road within this half hour.
Taking his cue, the frog then jumps in the direction of this sound. Those are not ducks. They're hundreds of wood frogs. Lori Cleveland, executive director of the Sauerland Conservancy, says the amphibians are usually shy, but that behavior goes out the window when they wake up from hibernation.
Tonight, they have something else in mind. Love.
That's right. The frogs and other amphibians wake up and are ready to mate. But first, they have to go from their hibernation nooks to the spots they were born. These are seasonal bodies of water called vernal pools. Unfortunately for the critters, the Herculean quest for a partner has gotten deadlier over time as the roads on the way to their pools get busier.
You see the carnage of what happens when these amphibians are trying to move. You see as you walk your dogs, as you take a bike ride, as you walk, as we do on this road every day.
That's Bill Bowsmith. In 26 years, he's witnessed hundreds of amphibians get crushed on the winding road next to his home, which is also a midpoint to a popular vernal pool. But his fellow volunteer Renee Lawless says this is not just about saving cute frogs and salamanders.
And I think it's, you know, important to save the littlest creatures possible, because they're part of our ecosystem. You know, the amphibians are sort of a gauge of how the environment is doing, you know, in terms of toxins and clean water.
Lawless doesn't get to hold as many amphibians as the group name would suggest. Crossing guards only pick up critters when a car is nearby, because picking up the amphibians confuses them. Alex Rivera, land steward with the Mercy County Park Commission, says the guards are also there to count the crossers.
This isn't like super scientifically rigorous. It's not like university publication level, but it's more stuff that data that we're collecting to make informed decisions quickly.
Still, the data helps conservationists learn about the migration habits of the amphibians and could possibly help make the case for digging tunnels under the roads where yellow-spotted salamander populations have plummeted.
Slow down. Slow down. Thank you.
People like Cleveland say dodging the occasional aggressive driver is worth it if amphibians can get to the other side and find a partner.
A little privacy, please. Oh, yeah. They did. They just went under the leaf right there.
Hemant Akande, WHYY News.